Hey y'all, it's Fat People Magic. You asked for whatever this is, so buckle up, Buttercup. Put your headphones in because I'm probably gonna cuss. Before we kick this shit show off, please know that I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a psychologist, a spiritual guru, or any kind of person with alphabet soup on my name. I didn't finish college and I don't plan to. I'm just me. So take what resonates and leave what doesn't. These are my opinions based on my lived experience, my insomniatic deep dives, and my personal gnosis. Thank y'all for being here. I really appreciate it. Today we're going to be talking about setting boundaries and when you should burn a bridge and how to tell anybody and everybody no. Because there's a lot of folks I know out there that just really fucking struggle with this one, and took me a long time to get it too. I struggled with it myself. Your innards yell no louder than a tornado siren when Barbara asks you to bake a cake for the church bake sale, but all you can say is yes ma'am, despite there being six loads of dirty laundry and three sinks worth of dishes on your counter. Let me teach you how to tell her no. Barbara don't know or care what you've got going on because she did enough quaaludes in the 60s to clean three houses and raise 10 kids. And if she can do it, you can do it too. Or so she thinks. But without them quaaludes, though. We don't got that luxury these days, and we're always on. We're always on social media, always on the phone. Well, not the millennials. Always on the computer or on the clock, or we're on parenting duty, or we just always got shit going on, and we're on the way to burnout. And for those of us who are in the firstborns and the perfectionists and the bend over backwards and talk out of our asses, it's hard to tell people no. And it can hurt us more with self-imposed guilt to turn somebody down than it does to actually suffer through getting the shit done that we don't want to do. And I think one of the major reasons is because we know what it's like when nobody steps up for us, because I have definitely experienced many times where I feel like I couldn't call nobody. And confrontation and communication are two difficult things to approach in today's society for some reason, and that affects a lot of people. So many folks got the emotional quotient of a potato and they just don't know how to talk to nobody. And not only that, when you throw in rejection sensitivity dysphoria from neurodivergence, and you've got a whole other layer of that cake the barber's not gonna get this time. When you take that first step of setting that boundary and you silence that guilt and you know that you're doing it for you, and not for Barbara, and not for Barbara's friends, or whoever the fuck's gonna judge you if you don't get this shit done, do it for you. It makes every time after that so much easier. And I remember the first time that I set a boundary with somebody, and I thought some fucking alien had inhabited my body and moved my fingers on my keyboard for me, because it definitely didn't sound like me. And I was like, who is this bitch with a spine? It was rare that I told anybody no. Not directly, at least. In my head, sure. Body language, facial expressions, context clues, nervous system, all hollering no. Fingers or mouth, all said yes, and I got sucked into doing so much shit that I did not want to do. There was plenty of times that I picked up overtime at work, or I did shit for people when I didn't have the spoons to do it, instead of going home to my kid. And I lied to myself about all the fun things I was going to be able to do for my youngin', with the extra money that I got for going above and beyond, instead of just going home to him. And then I would get phrases like, teach me how to do this in case you get hit by a bus. And it just made me realize how replaceable I was, especially in an office setting. My friends and family, I'm not replaceable. To a corporate charge card, yeah, sure. Another person will be lined up with a fresh resume off the presses tomorrow if anything happened to me. And in 2018, I burned out so bad that it landed me in the mental hospital. I've written about it, I've talked about it. And now the food is real good in there, but the rest of it just was not worth it. That was three of the craziest fucking days I ever saw, and I realized that my mind was a little bit righter than I thought it was. During all that burnout and all that work and all that mental crashing down around me, I lost my sense of self because I was too busy doing and dealing for other people, and I wasn't doing for me and mine. There have been moments where all I wanted to do was go home and take my bra off instead of showing up because I just didn't have it in me. And I still gave. Poured from an empty cup that was so fucking empty it was about dusty. I was much younger back then and I had a little bit more juice in me than I do these days, but I was still fucking tired, man. My body hurt and my heart hurt and my mind definitely hurt. I was on 16 different fucking cocktails to try and get my mind right because I didn't have the diagnosis that I needed at the time. Not only that, I was placating myself with substances or hobby addictions or whatever the fuck else I needed to get through the day. And I could have saved my liver a little bit sooner if I just learned to say no. Throw in grief and parenting and working yourself into the fucking dirt, and that's just a cocktail recipe for disaster. And as a southern woman, and maybe some of my Yankee friends can relate too, but I know definitely in the South, I was taught that it's help thy neighbor before helping thyself. And do as you're told and don't ask any questions about it. You're supposed to be seen and not heard and oblige and do without refusal. Because it's just a polite thing to do. It's good manners. But it's polite for everybody else but you. Because you're doing yourself a disservice. It wasn't polite to my body or my soul or my sweet curly-haired little boy. It wasn't polite to the resentment that I had just welling up in me where I wanted to fight anybody that looked at me. Anytime I got a message or somebody asked me to do something or they came and they unloaded on my doorstep without a, "Hey, how you doing? Go fuck yourself," it drove me fucking nuts. And it hit me so hard inside and out that it got to where I didn't know if I was going to have enough in me to wake up the next day. Some days I prayed that I didn't. It almost took my entire life until I learned to say no. I still remember the first time I tried to finally set a boundary. It actually wasn't that long ago. Couple years maybe, and it shocked the shit out of me. Now, I've been writing since I could hold a crayon. I was about 4 years old, and I remember crawling up in my mama's bed with that little crayon and whatever piece of crinkly ass envelope from a bill that was most likely ever due that I could find. And I asked her to teach me how to write. And I used to write a lot more than I do now. And writers are crazy as shit, and if you ever find one that claims to be sane, don't read their work because it probably sucks. I was in a member of the collaborative writing community, and the sense of escapism that happens in those people just to get out of their daily lives is crazy. It overrides all common sense and how to interact with people. And people will get addicted to telling stories with you, especially if you're very good at it, like I tend to be. I'm gonna stroke my own ego because I work real fucking hard on my craft. Granted, when I speak, I don't sound as smart as my brain actually is, but y'all bear with me anyway. But I was writing with multiple people every day at this point in time, and it's just beautiful paragraphs, one right after the other, just flowed through me like some muse had taken over me and was churning out these fantastical stories. I wasn't working at the time, so I had more brain power to expend on fictional lands with other nerds than I do these days. But they would latch on and they'd want more and more and more writing, and it just started to drain me dry. And I was even more exhausted than I already was, on top of being unhealthy, crazy, and unmedicated. It doesn't matter if it's a story or a cake, the same premise still applies. And once again, I'd quickly landed myself into burnout and I had to isolate for weeks at a time. And this pattern happened over and over and over again, and my experiences got more and more negative. And people get mad at you when they're used to you showing up all of a sudden and you just can't anymore. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out why I kept having so many problems with people in my writing. I started to get writer's block. It killed my desire to create, and they just kept getting attached to me. And I couldn't keep up anymore. My nerves were on the fritz. My body hurt and I had headaches all the time. And I was just always exhausted. Not only that, I was having to deal with the drama of these crazy motherfuckers. I didn't know how to put the pen down. The common denominator amongst these people was me. And I can't control everybody else, their mental health, their words, their actions, or none of that shit. I can't even control their perception of me. But what I can control is myself and my reaction to them. And y'all have heard that plenty of times by now, I'm sure. I remember this particular person wanted me to turn out paragraphs all day, every day for our characters, and I just was trying to get my life back on track finally, because I was like, damn, I can't I can't keep going like this. I'd started working on my weight loss again after reaching 420 pounds for the 50 millionth fucking time. And I'd finally started going to therapy, and I'd seen my GP that I don't actually like. And I was working on personal growth and spiritual growth. And I just didn't have the time to write a damn novella with some stranger on the internet. And I told him that. Very honest and particular about how I described my day to this person so that I'd make sure that they understand. And if the cliche of "it's not you, it's me" could be played at any time, that was the time. You'd have thought that I'd set their fucking house on fire when I set these boundaries out for them. They used every guilt trip they could gather up and every old habit of obliging whoever asked tried to override my exhaustion. Tried to make me take back that no that I'd laid down. And I didn't allow it that time. I was fucking tired. I politely and professionally, even though I wasn't getting paid, told them that I'd communicated with them and I'd told them no, and that was that. And they whined and cried and pitched a fit like their ice cream had just fallen on the floor, and that wasn't my problem. So I politely hit the fucking block button, and I went on about my day. At least I thought I had. After a few hours, I was ruminating over it, and I was thinking back on it, and it kept replaying in my mind, and the words they said, and the words I said, and it was my first time doing this. And the guilt settled in. Because I was so used to always telling everybody, "Yeah, sure, of course, I got you. I'll be there." And it took a day or two for me to stop feeling bad about it, but eventually it went away. I got over it, and I'm sure they don't even know my fucking name at this point. But I've heard just about every kind of reaction you can think of. I've had mentally unstable people pitch outright fits on me. I've had people holler and cuss and scream. And I've had people push through a spectrum of emotions. Sometimes they accept it just fine, and they're real chill when you lay it down. And a couple days later, they want to come back and cuss your ass out. I ain't got time. So I put my shields up, and I put my walls up, and I reiterate my boundaries, and I just let them know. Because, man, once that line is laid, you got to stand firm in your no. Okay? If you've done your best and your due diligence to communicate and let them know, and you give solid reasons, which, to be fair, you actually don't fucking owe anybody that, their reaction is not your responsibility to deal with. You don't owe them shit. And whatever you do, try your damnedest not to apologize, because that's another thing about us people-pleasing folks. We apologize too much. And the moment you apologize, they're going to see that weakness, and they'll smell it. That moment of second-guessing, and a narcissist especially, will try and tug those strings like a puppeteer on a marionette, and they'll manipulate the shit out of you with it. You got to stand firm in the no. Put your armor on if you have to. Be cold as fuck if it gets to that point. Don't always take that, but sometimes it's necessary. Guilt used to be the most effective weapon somebody could use on me, and it hurt me more than any blade or gun probably ever could. Once I recognized that, instead of letting it hurt me and allowing folks to weaponize it against me, I would put my defenses up, and these days, I just get fucking pissed. And I let them know. Guilt don't do nothing to me these days but make me angry, so we either better back this up and work it out, or I'm just gonna go ahead and shut this shit down right now. I don't gotta attack them back, I just tell them outright. I see what you're doing and it ain't gonna work. In the defense of some of these folks, they may not even know that they're guilt tripping you. It might have been trained into them, or they're mirroring what they know works on them. And they can project all they want, but we're retiring people pleasers now, and those boundaries ain't budging. So let them push, hem and haul, raise hell, pitch a fit, whatever the fuck they feel like they got to do that day to get through it. And if they want to act like a toddler, eventually they'll get tired of pitching a fucking fit and they'll give up. They'll move on and find their next victim, which hopefully that next victim knows how to set boundaries too. You can always walk away. You can hit the block button. You can mute their fucking accounts, ignore their phone calls, walk down a different aisle in the grocery store, which I do quite often. Usually it ain't nothing personal. I just don't want to talk to nobody. I want to get my shit and get home. I want to take my bra off. If it gets to the point to where they will not accept no as an answer, toss that fucking torch on that bridge and do not look back if that's what it takes to protect your peace. I used to give second chances, and I've got the scars to prove that it burned me every fucking time. So I do not recommend giving second chances. But if in your heart of hearts it feels like that's what you need to do, that's on you. Okay, but I'm going to tell you now from many situations and personal experiences, Second chances never work out. Not until they have consistently proved over a period of time that they're worthy of that second chance. And if you're not sure if you're setting a boundary or just being an asshole, you can always check with yourself. Because it is hard to tell the difference between the two when you first start doing this. I've talked about tapping into the physical feeling in my body when I was writing in my blog post about impulse control. And I feel like physically recognizing the signals in your body is going to send a helpful message for a lot of things. You can check your hunger, you can check your emotions, you can check where your pain's coming from, shit like that. It'll work for boundary setting too, because if you're not sure if you're just being a shithead or if you're trying to stand up for yourself, just check. If you feel tense or if there's a negative sensation rolling through you like you're about to be pushed off a diving board or anything that just wells up a sense of dread in you, probably requires a boundary. And the folks that are just being dicks for the sake of being dicks don't usually care if they're being a dick. So don't let that make you talk yourself out of setting those lines down in the sand. And I mean, hell, there is a line in a movie that my mom always loved. She says, sometimes being a bitch is all a woman has to hold on to. So hold on to it, baby, and protect yourself. Don't say yes out of obligation or fear. And if you feel drained as fuck after being asked something and saying yes, you can always go back and cancel on them. Don't drown yourself to water somebody else's garden. And if you're like, Megan, how do I even do this? Or you're saying, that's just not going to work for me. My response is going to be, have you tried it? Did you apply the advice that I've given to you today? And if somebody gets combative with you, that's not your tribe. That's not love. That's not somebody that cares about you. It's not a support system or a sense of family. That's manipulation and abuse, and we don't fucking accept that shit anymore. Are the repercussions of not doing the thing worse than what's going to happen to you inside and out if you force yourself to do them? And I don't mean ADHD paralysis here. That's a whole other thing. I mean telling someone no directly to them asking you to do something when you have no time or energy left to do it. If you can delegate it or if you have the option to not do the shit and you definitely don't want to, don't do it. If the option of it not getting done is not there, then you need to measure out your time and you still need to communicate what's going on. Advocate for yourself. And if they can't respect it, they don't deserve any kind of help from you in the first place. You can always imagine what it would look like if you just did what you needed to instead of doing what like you felt like you had to do. You can write it out in a notes app to practice. You can say it out loud in the shower. You can make it your reality as if it's second nature, and eventually it will be. There ain't nothing wrong with practicing this shit. I've had to do it. I've done it plenty of times. If you ever see me riding down the road, for those of y'all that are local, and you see me talking to myself, I'm probably practicing some shit. And I'll admit that one of the hardest people that I have to set boundaries with is myself. I'm the boss of myself, and I always try to listen to my bosses most of the time, but I will let them know my opinion at least. And I'm a purebred perfectionist, and I love some fucking praise, okay? I'm the firstborn daughter. I'm a millennial that's lived through a bunch of bullshit. You praise me, and I will bend over backwards. It's part of what shaped me into a people pleaser in the first place. And if I do well, it quiets the potential negatives and the criticism that could get thrown at me, because while I can take constructive criticism, I still don't fucking like it. And these things fuel me because I was trained for them to. Either by nature or nurture, it don't matter. It don't always serve me, and I have to remind myself that. Because I'm a workaholic, and I don't like to stop until the job's done. If you break my hyper-focus, I'm going to be mad as hell. Nothing gets me fiery faster, I'm going to tell you. Because it's hard to get that focus back. But sometimes my big ass needs to eat, or my kid needs his mama, or I need to move my legs, or the tomatoes need watering, whatever. There's always some shit to do and some responsibilities to be balanced and managed, but I know in my heart of hearts that I can do it without burning myself out. And that is the key right there, is maintaining that balance. So I've got to set alarms on my phone, or I reach out to my friends and I ask them, hey, I know that I'm pushing too hard, and I know that in about 3 hours, I'm going to be fully sucked into working on this project. Can you just message me and be like, bitch, go drink some water? And that's the way that I set boundaries with myself. I don't have any shame in reaching out to my friends that I know are close to me and support me and care about me and asking them for help, which is a whole other topic that we'll have to talk about sometimes, because asking for help was not something I ever really did until the past couple years, because it really does take a tribe sometimes. And if I don't overcommit in the first place, sticking to these boundaries is so much easier. And I highly recommend checking your energy levels every day and balancing them out accordingly. And I plan to create some resources for y'all to help with this. It's in the works. All this shit's in the works. We flying by the fucking seat of our pants here. But if it can make it easier for you to understand where you can see it on paper or on an app, do what you gotta do. There ain't no shame in it. And even though we should set boundaries when necessary, it's not all a get-out-of-jail-free card to escape responsibility. So make sure that you do get your shit done if it's absolutely important, but we do have to learn what's truly important right now and what can be important for tomorrow's version of us. This, too, is going to be an adjustment period for everybody involved. It's an adjustment for the healing part of you, the current you that knows you got shit to do when nobody shows up, and the person that you are telling no. Let them do what they gotta do to self-soothe, as we talked about before, but I promise you, the people that get it and love you the most will entirely understand. They'll respect you, they'll think more highly of you, you'll set an example, you'll inspire them, and you'll inspire yourself. And that positive feedback from the folks that love you the most will help you keep going with this. If you feel like the people that keep asking you to do and perform wouldn't piss on you if you're on fire, let the heat torch that bridge and don't look back. Hopefully, as I've learned, they'll keep growing that respect for you that I mentioned. Can't beat that with a stick, honey. And I really want y'all to think about this week. I want y'all to try some role play, either driving down the road in the car. Who gives a fuck if you look crazy? They might think you're singing some songs. Or do it in the shower. Record it in an app on your phone. You can even send the shit to me if you want to. So you can send it in a chat to yourself, anything. Just practice, okay? It'll help release that barrier of I can't do this or I shouldn't do this. I'm going to go ahead right now and I'm going to give you a prompt. You can use this to practice. If you want to record it and send it to me on Instagram, your response, I'll listen to it all fucking day long. All right, y'all ready? Here we go. Hey, sugar, will you go to the Walmarts and get me everything I need to bake a red velvet cake? I don't know what the ingredients are, so I need you to Google all that shit for me and bring me like 3 kinds of nuts, because some people don't like walnuts and I need this cake later on tonight. Can you go ahead and do that for me? Pause right here. Send me a message and tell me to do that shit myself. I want to know how that worked for you. I want to know how you felt about it. When you go out and you apply this in your real life, I want you to tell me all the tea about who you set boundaries with after listening to this. I love talking to y'all, and it really is me answering my DMs. Why folks think it's not me, I will never understand. And I read my emails too, if you'd rather just sit down and write me a letter instead of trying to type into a little box on Instagram. Our next episode is going to be about decision fatigue and mental labor, its invisibility, and how are we going to fight it when you can't get no damn help? Because not everybody's got their tribe built yet, but I promise you, you start taking my advice and they'll come out the woodwork for you. Y'all be good. Talk to you.